reading from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, book 1, chapter 7, text 159. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasam Natam Balavanam Sametam Tapi Premna Samshrayanti Yatotam Mata Satyam Tatprasatadam Mahatvam Tasam Gyatum Sakshyasitvam Chakinchat. Maybe that wasn't the right melody, but that's not my forte. If you follow my advice and with pure love take shelter of the gopis and their master, Lord Sri Krishna, then, O Mother, I promise that by Krishna's mercy, you will be able to understand something of the gopis' greatness. Commentary, without first scientifically understanding the special qualities of the gopis that distinguish them from everyone else, one cannot develop the true desire to become a servant of the gopis, nor beyond that can one realize the supreme truth of their ecstatic worship of Krishna. With this idea in mind, Pariksit offers this promise to his mother. In what he had spoken, he could not have explained to her anything about the gopis' glories. Nor could she have been expected to understand completely what he had told her. To gradually realize this deep subject matter, she would have to follow the standard process of devotional meditation. First, she would have to be practicing worship of Krishna while following the footsteps of the gopis, as her son had outlined in his narration. By this practice, she would acquire some partial understanding. That understanding would help her become mature, which in turn would allow her to know the transcendental reality in more detail, so that finally she would achieve the perfection of Prem Bhajan. In this way, by worshipping the Supreme Lord, one comes to know the greatness of the gopis, and by knowing the greatness of the gopis, one advances in worship of the Supreme Lord. This Shastra, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, declares throughout that pure devotional service to Krishna can be realized only by one who has specific knowledge of both the personality of Godhead and the process of bhakti. Nonetheless, when one has learned the glories of the gopis, the greatest of all the Lord's devotees, one will automatically understand the Lord and his devotional service without any effort. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Taksuran Mulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati sapadantikam paragya yug bhakti risham piyatnai apayam amanabipsamandam kripam buhiya paraduka duki sanatanastam prabhamasyami pancha kalpa turubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Rama Hare Hare. So greetings from Besant Falls. On Friday, I was on my way to New York City to drop Haley and Ariel off so they can return to New Zealand. I had two very nice devotees traveling and assisting me in the last 2 weeks. Very, very helpful, wonderful people. But obviously the Saturday program that I had in New York was canceled. So I made it as far as Newburgh, where two of the Kirtaneers, Gunagrai Maharaj and Ajamil, were staying. And we just had a program there Friday night, 50 people. And then I returned yesterday up to Besant Falls. And Radhanath Swami is at Kripalu, which is about 35 minutes away, so I couldn't resist the opportunity to go to his seminar. That's also a wonderful thing. You know, one of the biggest seminar centers in America, maybe the world, I don't know. It's a very incredible place. And, you know, people were signing up to hear, like, a complete three-day weekend of Ram Katha all day long, but morning and afternoon session, that's 4 hours a day. So I went with some devotees from here, and we listened to some Ram Katha. That was very nice. Then in the evening, Nittai Priya and Parmananda, Nittai, excuse me, that's really a faux pas. Nittai Priya and Jivan Mukta, they were getting married, so I went over after the wedding, stole for my blessings and respect, and meet all the devotees that, and people from the neighbor local that were gathered there. Great, we're finishing the Brihat Bhagavatamrita in the middle of a hurricane. And I think the last verse mentioned something like that. Let me see. 1 second. Described it as the gopis were consumed by the expansive flames of the wondrous blazing fire of love for Krishna. So the section we're up to now is the very end. And just see how significant it is that this whole story is a summary of the Bhagavatam told to Uttara, the mother of Maharaj Prickett, on the last day of her son Maharaj Prickett's life. And as we remember, she had come not just to see her son, but to hear his realizations after hearing from Sukadeva Goswami. That's the greatest treasure of life, its realization, which is the expression of a depth of understanding expressed in such a way that it can broaden your outlook on life, at least broaden your outlook at life, and at its expanse, able to help you understand and see God. And unless we understand and see God, we're going to be in the world of duality, which is the world of which is the world of fear. Fear is due to a lack of proper perception. We're terrified of that snake, but it's only a rope. So we're terrified of death, but it's only a change of body. But we don't see it as only a change of body. We see it as a cessation of our existence. And what could be more fearful than the cessation of existence? What is most dear to you, which is yourself, does not exist anymore. And even though we have the theoretical knowledge, but because we don't have the realization, we suffer fear. And how to get that realization? You can only get it from people who have that realization. So there's nothing more valuable than hearing the realizations of one who has seen the truth. Tadviri paripatena pariprashnena seveya upadekshanti te jnana jnani nas tatvadarshana. One who is tatva darshana, he actually sees the tatva, or the truth. One second. All right, Bo, come in.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow. Thank you so much.
As this is kind of not only a Brihad Bhagavatam class, but it's like my own reality show. So it just came in some pancakes, butter, maple syrup, blueberries, and yogurt. After I already ate breakfast, but... So, realization, that's why when the sages of Namashranya asked questions and Siddha Goswami said, I'm going to explain this to you, okay, I'll answer your question. But he said, I not only heard it from someone who has realized, but I realized it myself. And Chakriti said, Sutta, Sutta, Mahabhaga, Sutta, wow. So in ecstasy, he twice says Sutta's names, which is not an editorial fault. Generally, the fewer words you can say it with the same clarity and force, the better it is. What to speak of getting rid of words that don't assist your communication. But in a state of ecstasy, the repetition of something communicates the abject enthusiasm of the person in their expression and actually enhances one's understandings of his feelings and thoughts. So that he, because of his realization, a person saw it, he can express it, he can help you to understand it. So now we're here at the end after it's all been expressed. After Sukadev, after Marge Prickett, expressed the essence of the Bhagavatam in the form of the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, which comes to the conclusion, comes to the wonderful, wonderful conclusion that we should take to heart, that one should worship Kishore Krishna. Because from him comes the height of love and happiness, which is the Rasamrita, which is the nectar of the Rasamrita, where the best devotees are exchanging with the highest object of love, which creates a flow of love that is so intense that the love becomes greater than Krishna. In the sense, greatness is the karanam, the cause. The cause is greater than the effect. So usually we are greater than our pleasure because we act for pleasure. Therefore, we are the karana. We may enjoy something, but we are greater than what we enjoyed if we caused it. But in terms of the rasa dance, it becomes greater than Krishna because he becomes intoxicated. And when you are intoxicated, you no longer act for pleasure, but out of pleasure you act. Out of pleasure you act. So the pleasure becomes greater. And in the Gaudiya Vaishnava theology, rasa, ecstatic pleasure of love, is the essence of reality. Because reality is just God and God's energies. And the energies are moving to give God pleasure. So the essence of all the energy is Ladini. It's the pleasure potency, because it's to give Krishna pleasure. So when you stop the static of egocentrism, which forces you to see the world from the false perspective of the subject of enjoyment, and you shift your consciousness to the perspective of Seva Bhav, where you willingly move in body, words, and mind to become the object of enjoyment, where you move to the periphery, where you put God in the center. God is in the center. And his energies move for his pleasure. And when we actually see that, and therefore see everything as for God's pleasure, and use everything for God's pleasure, you become free from Maya or the illusion that something is separate from God and God's pleasure. Maya chitarapasayam. You see the exchange between God and God's energies. You want that, you pray for that, you act in that way. You think in terms of becoming fully surrendered to God, the core of your heart. One point I picked up from Radhanath Swami's lecture yesterday, he gave a nice definition of bhakti. And the nice definition of bhakti was, when the pure, passion in the heart to serve God becomes the motivating factor for all your words, for all your thoughts, for all your actions. And that is exemplified in the mood and love of the gopis. And that's the essence of the Bhagavatam. And that's what Maharaj Prickett has now told his mother. He concludes, therefore, you should worship and you should cherish in your heart this desire to be a servant of those gopis. And you should worship Krishna in that mood, as they did. And you should dedicate yourself to the Sankirtan of his names, which is the method to realize that. So this is what he told his mother. And then he expresses his inability to express this. Then he even said that his Guru Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, couldn't even express it directly because that love for Krishna was so much manifest in his heart that it would be an impediment of his service of clear, thoughtful instructions to Maharaj Prickett in the world. And now he tells his mother, and that's today's verse, if you follow my advice with pure love, and take shelter, I promise that by Krishna's mercy you'll be able to understand something. The purport is really explaining the limits of knowledge without practice and the limits of practice without knowledge. As Prabhupada would often say, philosophy without religion, religion without philosophy is speculation, and a philosophy without religion is speculation, and religion, let me see if I can get this right. Philosophy without religion, religion without philosophy, just becomes sentimental, and philosophy without religion becomes dry. So both have to be there. You have to hear the truth and you have to apply the truth. Sometimes certain things just stick out of your mind as just such profound expressions of the truth. And, of course, one of my favorites is when Dr. Fakir Mohan came to our... Dr. Fakir Mohan came to our Puri retreat, which this year, I believe, is 25th and the 30th of January. And he spoke, and the young Sanskrit scholars from the Bhaktivedanta Sanskrit school in Govardhan was sitting, and he said, who is Shastra Gya? Who knows the Shastra? And he looked at them, and then in such an expressive way, his hand moved back and it started to go forward towards them in a mood of expression as his body started to lean towards them. And he said, one who practices. One who practices. Then you realize the Shastra. Practice is a wonderful thing because it forces you to understand the subject deeply. Because application requires a depth of understanding. When you're putting truth in different places, it takes different forms. It takes different expressions. It takes different depths of understanding. If one doesn't have realization, he can't do it. So the application of what you've understood forces a depth of realization. Bhagavad Gita says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matasarvam pavartate iti bhutva bhajanti mam buddha bhava. I am the source of the material and spiritual world. The wise who know this engage in my devotional service. The wise who know this. Buddha Bhava, it's one of my favorite verses. You may have heard it many times. Buddha Bhava. Buddha, from understanding, comes Bhava, or the sentiment. Without the right understanding, you won't have the sentiment. And that's exactly what's was stayed here. Without specifically understanding the special qualities the gopis have that distinguish them from everyone else, one cannot develop the true desire to become a servant of the gopis. Nor beyond that can one realize the supreme truth. Without first understanding and distinguishing them, you can't have that bhav to be their service. You have to understand how they're worthy of that service. Just like the holy name, I was looking forward to it. I was going to do my drama. There's a whole bunch of mystical things that preceded. First, maybe she's listening now, but Hillary, she was going to come up and spend 2 weeks up here, but she was going to come up and do the drama with me as part of the kirtan at Yogamaya. And I was looking forward to it because I really thought in the middle of the kirtan, the drama, and bring the kirtan to new lights, new heights. And the reason it can bring it to new heights, well, the mystical thing, and then she got ill, she couldn't come. Then the the thing was canceled anyway by the hurricane, and I wind up in Kripalu at the feet of Radhanath Swami. And then, anyway, things just move around in different ways for different purposes, which become revealed in time. But what I really wanted, you see, is I was going to explain beforehand to people what makes kirtan. What makes a good kirtaneer? Well, of course, the talent is there. But what makes the kirtaneer is sambandha, or relationship with the object of their glorification. The object with the name, relationship with the person of the name they are calling, relationship. That's what makes good kirtan. And how do you get that relationship? By hearing about the object of your glorification. So to mix the drama of Krishna in the middle of the kirtan, it would have created that Rasa. It would have created that spirit. I was looking forward to it. So here, the same thing is saying. Now, I've given you this knowledge. Without this knowledge, now do it. Now practice. Now practice by dedicating yourself to the Sankirtan of the holy name, by emulating the love of the gopis, by aspiring for that devotion, by reading about that devotion. Dedicate yourself to the Sankirtan, the holy names, by developing a sambandha, a relationship for the name of the your beloved Lord. Buddha, Bhava. And do it in the proper way. Build up the frame of reference by the proper systematic study of Srila Prabhupada's books. Build up the frame of reference so that when you hear the truth, so that when someone speaks the truth, you will hear the truth. We had a wonderful, wonderful Prabhupada's Vyas Puja here, and a wonderful, wonderful Janmashtami. I think including children, there was about 60 people. A lot of nice Bharaganath came up with his wife and Gopkishore and Kishori Radha and the local people here, and nice people that I've met in Vrindavan or locally came, and we had a wonderful Abhishek and an unparalleled feast. And I can say that when we, if you saw Jayadvaita Maharaj glorify the samosas cooked by Baladev Vidyabhushana, the Adi original samosas, I was wondering what happened to them. We get samosas now and they're filled with potatoes and peas, cauliflower. But the one which is cooked down till it becomes this rich, dark brown filling. And the sweet rice that's cooked slow on a flame with the saffron. But that, so we had a beautiful Janmashtami. And then Satsrup Maharaj spoke, Jayadvaita Maharaj spoke, I spoke, I did my drama, Arundhati, which is one of, very dear to Prabhupada. Traveled, her and husband traveled Prabhupada for a year and a half. What kind of association did she get? My God. The next day, Prabhupada's appearance. Then we had Satsrup Maharaj spoke for an hour. Jayadvaita Maharaj spoke for a half hour. Arundhati spoke for a half hour. I spoke for 10 minutes. That's why I go last. But it's very nice. But I was mentioning when I spoke that it's just like when Krishna came into the wrestling arena, different people had different relationships. And they saw Krishna in different ways. So I was commenting on that. How people see even Prabhupada in different ways. According to your relationship, according to your mind. But I assume with this devotees, it's according to their relationship. So Jayadvaita Maharaj gave a talk, very powerful talk, about Prabhupada's uncompromising nature. He said he was speaking supporting the Vietnam War, and then he's preaching Lower East Side. He says things favorable for the Vietnam War and then against illicit sex. How uncompromising could someone be? But then when I spoke, and I gave that analogy when Krishna enters in that uncompromising side of Prabhupada, Let me get Jayadvaitamar's gave just example after example after example, which also is refreshing. Because sometimes it's overbalanced with the gentleness and the sweetness, and sure, that's there, but there's this other side, the acharya. So I said I have to balance this out and give the more liberal side of Prabhupada here. People also appreciated that too. And I gave the example, and this is Pradyumna that told me, and it's really startling, amazing, that when Prabhupada was starting the Gurukul in Vrindavan, Pradyumna suggested, why not Nisringa Vallabha Goswami? And then he mentioned the two biggest all-star scholars in Vrindavan. The biggest scholars in Vrindavan. Who were not even in Gaudiya line. Maybe they were Nimbarka, maybe they were Vallabha. They may not even been Gaudiyas. And Prabhupada said, that's a good idea. And Pradyumna actually went to ask them and had to report to Prabhupada that they weren't interested. And even more than that, then the initial principle that Prabhupada got was a Mayavadi. What can I say? Because he was deeply, very close with him. Even in his 90s, I would visit him in Agra. And he would say, you know, that was the only, he loved the devotees. So deeply, the person. But the one thing I couldn't understand with Prabhupada, and then he would explain it, you know, kind of in a personalist view. Anyway, the point here is the highest is given, but also the method to understand it. Without, I sometimes give the example, if you don't properly study and don't have the right knowledge, then when you hear about Krishna, it'll correspond to your samskaras of mythology. And if you don't properly understand and study and purify your heart, it may correspond to your samskaras of mundaneness. Krishna's pastimes is mundane. So okay, with sadness, should we finish it? Then we'll go next week to part two. We'll do the Gop Kumar story. Translation. Last verse, here we go. Etan mahakyana varam mahare karunya saralaya nishchayartakam yatsraddaya samsayate katanchana Papnoti tat prema tataiva soparam. With the help of this most excellent narration about the Supreme Lord, which shows who has received the essence of the Lord's mercy, one can understand them for certain. Anyone who, for any reason, takes shelter with faith of this narration will quickly attain love for Lord Krishna. And I'd like to, on behalf of Sanatana Goswami, give that blessing to all of you who have listened very attentively right from the beginning. You know, it may not be overt now, but it's growing within you. The example is given even Ajamil at the end. He was able to chant the Lord's name with purity. And the analysis was, how is that possible when it wasn't visible? And the example was given of I think it's a fig tree, which gives fruits every 2 years. So after the first year, you think it's not growing. But there's something imperceptibly growing. So the same thing with Ajramil. He was chanting in Nambas. He was still committing sinful activities, but he was chanting in Nambas. So internally, something very, very dear. And I feel very confident that the people who are listening to this and really trying to understand this, even if externally the life may be somewhat in turmoil, even if they can't overtly access these emotions, something definitely is there. Commentary. To Parikshit's promise, Sri Sanatana Goswami now adds his own. By taking shelter of the Supreme Lord's devotees, one can understand their special glories, which further leads one to enter particular methods of devotional service and finally attain pure love for the Lord. This sequence of perfection is wonderful enough in itself, but even more wonderful is that one can achieve the same perfection simply by hearing this Brihad Bhagavatamrita with faith. The purpose of this book is to make known how Sri Krishna Chandra, the original personality of Godhead, acts as the unlimited source of the super excellent comparison. Sincere readers will quickly rise to the goal of Krishna praying, especially when they conscientiously follow the authorized principles of Sadhana Bhakti. Thus ends the seventh chapter of part one of Srila Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita entitled Purna, the Complete Perfection. Srila Sanatana Goswami Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Prabhupada's disciples, Phoninus, Gopi Pranadana, Prabhu, His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj, His Holiness Keshava Bharti Maharaj Ki Jai. Okay, are there any questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Gail.
Well, first, thank you for the blessing. It was a kind of super soul experience, I guess, because I, I do suffer and lament the fact that I'm not, experiencing anything, even though I'm hearing. So hopefully your words will ring true one day. Anyway, I do have a question, and it refers to your statement that that we have to understand the gopis in order for us to be inspired to serve them or appreciate Krishna's devotional service. So can you just say something that would, what would you have us understand actually about the gopis so that we can get that inspiration and appreciation for devotional service?
The purity and intensity of their love.
The selflessness of it, yeah.
Selflessness and intensity of their love.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just wanted to hear it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Gail. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Gautam Bhaktadas.
How are you doing down there, Govardhan? How's the weather?
It's just good, Prabhu Maharaj. Yeah. No problems.
What's that? There's no problems.
We have no problems. We're fine.
You're in the center of the hurricane right now, right? New Jersey.
Yes.
And there's no problems. Okay.
Yes, Maharaj, no.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Hey, is that Stella?
Yes. Hi, Bo. Please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you. Thank you. Very wonderful. Good. Thank you all for, like, staying on and listening. We went on a journey together.
Yeah.
That's great. Great, thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hari Bol Maharaj. Hari
Bol. Mother Indrani, Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the adventure, the journey. It's so wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I went to Gita Nagari last week, yeah, just to check to see if Bali was behaving. But he's incorrigible, Indrani. And with you not there, he's even worse.
Yeah, I can't threaten him with my cane.
What's that?
I said I can't threaten him with my cane.
Yeah, what can you do? You're the only one that was keeping him in line, you know? And he still has that impish smile, you know?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, what can we do? What can we do? But people are still wondering, because he has those big, gnarly hands from all the work he's done his whole life, right? How is he able to dress the Gorni tie so nicely with all the little pins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. When I go back there, I'll tell him he better behave. Okay. Good. Hare Krishna. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay. Well, thank you all. We'll start Chapter 2 next week. Actually, next week, I'll just give a Radhastami lecture. So we'll do Radha Bhav. Spread the word. Hare Krishna. Glory to Prabhupada.